the next question. Just a second. Very often you mention that Krishna consciousness can turn into religion or into tradition. About the danger of this, and we would like to know what exactly you mean while saying this. What does it mean that it can become a tradition or religion? What should we do to prevent this from happening? And what are the symptoms which will show us that this starts to happen in our life? Вопрос номер пять.
Well, at least what I think that you're saying is by religion and tradition is that it becomes mechanical and we no longer are enthused by both very inspirational practice or mission of spreading Krishna consciousness. At least that's what comes to mind right now, unless you sort of define more what that context of the question is. In other words, rather than Krishna consciousness being our life, it just becomes sort of our faith, which are two different things. People have so many faith, they have so many different religions, but it doesn't really have much to do with their life. They go to church or synagogue, they listen, they shake their head, and then they go back and do whatever they want to do. So usually when I say that, I say it in the relation to that for us, Krishna consciousness isn't part of our life, it's all of our life. It's something that goes through all aspects of our life, our family life and how we worship and how we entertain ourselves and whatever sports that we do, how we eat, everything. And in order to help Krishna consciousness be pervasive like that, one part is that we actually embrace Krishna conscious tradition or way of life by actually learning our tradition. So there's a Krishna conscious way of eating, there's a Krishna conscious way of perfecting our Grihastha ashram, there's a Krishna conscious view on education and all of these things. Of course, the other is that we really believe that this is not just a religion, but this is the way people live in the spiritual world, and their whole lives revolve around Krishna. He's not just their God, but he's everything. And because we want to please Krishna with everything that we do, sarva dharma parityaja, so everything that we are, everything that we do, revolves around pleasing Krishna. Some question about that?
Children which are born in the family of the devotees, they will accept Krishna consciousness as such faith or religion. What should we do to prevent this from happening?
Well, I don't know that you can do anything to prevent anyone else from doing anything. Everyone can control their own lives, that's one thing that we can certainly do, but as far as what other people do, there are no guarantees. We can give other people opportunities and we can show them our example. That's the main responsibility, to live Krishna consciousness ourselves, and then other people will do what they want to do. We should give, when it comes to children, we should give them, in their formative years, the experience of what it's like to live Krishna consciousness. Because children, they copy what they see their parents do, especially when they're living at home. So when they see Krishna consciousness as everything for their parents, then it will also be like that for them. And then the challenge will be is when they see some other people for whom Krishna consciousness is not necessarily their life, but maybe it's just their faith, or people who don't even know about Krishna consciousness. And then we see how much that type of other influence has on them. And especially if the influence at home is very strong, then that's really the best thing that you can at least offer. It's not a guarantee, but at least it's the best thing that someone can do. More things on that?
Есть какие-то еще вопросы по этой теме? About Niranjana, someone's asking that he's now going to America and then he's going to Kiev and Moscow. Is he going to go back to Budapest after that? And how much risk does it put? In how much risk does it put him? And do you approve of his travel?
Well, he's not going anywhere right now. He has to follow the advice of his therapist, and then on the basis of what the therapist says, then he's going to travel somewhat. His back situation is improving very well right now, and he's very positive about that. So he's doing his exercises religiously. Now it's a question of him being able to keep the balance of being able to travel and keep exercises and not slip. Yeah, by slip I mean by slipping backwards and making his condition worse like he did at Gaur Purnima. I think it would be good for him to just sort of see what he's capable of doing. The important thing is that he doesn't overdo it, and devotees don't put too many demands on him. And so once the therapist says that he can travel, then it would be good for him to, you know, do that and see how it works. And then will he come back? Well, he comes back anyway, so I would assume that he will come back, yes. But I hope he comes back, not that he's gotten any worse, but that he's just improving. So he's going to be the person who's going to be most instrumental in ensuring that he is improving. I think that... he knows how painful it is if he doesn't stick to what his capabilities are, if he tries to overdo it. So that's a report, and he's, because I was just in Budapest for a week, and he's feeling very, very much improved. It's just something that devotees have to know, that this is not the condition that you cure, that it ever goes away. It's always there in the background. And if he overdoes it, then he can just come back right to the very beginning. That's what happened at Gaur Purnima when he led this 3-hour-long kirtan. Anyway, I told you last time, now he has this little synthesizer, and that sounds like a harmonium. So he's able to play that as well, and that should help also. He'll be traveling with that, I think. So that's the report on Niranjan Swami Maharaj. Anyone questions on that?
Yes, I was wondering why on your website there is no more a link to the photo gallery of the deities of New Rajadam. New pictures of the deities, but now the pictures are several months old and they are not being refreshed.
Do
you know something that...
That's not correct. They're fresh. They're from every day.
Вопрос номер один.
They're doing better than they ever did before. They're the outfits. They are there every day. I don't know why she says that they're 3 months old, dressed. And if you just click on that, then it comes out to automatically comes out to a slideshow that starts with... today's dressing and then goes back. And I just clicked on the picture and it's today's dress. This is how the deities are dressed today. I look at it every day, and nine times out of ten, within a few hours, it's there. In fact, you can't even tell. There is no date now on these pictures, so you can't even tell whether they would be old or not. Okay, what's the next question?
Last time we were talking about this, that Srila Prabhupada was against using frozen fruit and vegetables. Is it because such food was treated by non-devotees or for some other reason? And is it okay to use frozen foods when they are prepared by the devotees?
The main thing was that it's not fresh. So the basic principle of deity worship is to offer fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, everything should be fresh. And then there are so many other issues about handling. We talked about that last week.
What's it?
But freshness is the main one. And of course, that's also healthiest for devotees as well. So as much as possible, we should try to eat fresh things. Otherwise, all the good things are gone from the food.
Thank you. Question is, about the relationship about the members of our family. Parents and relatives, very often they feel that we are not emotionally, we are not anymore interested in their emotional lives, and they get offended because they cannot exchange their emotions with us. Still, we have attachment to the members of our family, but since they don't accept Krishna consciousness, we don't have any basis for communication.
Correct.
That was the question.
Yeah, it's not that there's no emotion, it's just that it's different now. Because before, whatever exchange was going on, it was on the basis of common values and the common lifestyle, and now our values and lifestyle are so different, it's really hard to share with them. So that's one of the things that we need to actually communicate, that it isn't that, you know, we don't love them anymore. Parents always want to hear from their children that they love them. It's just that because our lives are now so different, it's really going to have to get a little more deeper in order for it to be communicated, and so that they can actually feel it from one to the other. It has to go down now to the real personal level, that we're attached to each other as people, not necessarily because we're doing the same thing, but despite the fact that we're doing the different thing, then there's still relationship. So just like we disapprove of the way they eat and live, and they may disapprove of our lifestyle, but still, beneath all of that, we need to accept ourselves for who we are. We need to accept each other for who we are. But it's a fact, because there's so little in common, it becomes, you know, interaction becomes pretty limited. But still, we should just, bend over backwards. Sometimes we may end up in some small talk, even though it doesn't really do anything for our Krishna consciousness. What's the weather like? Who just got sick? Who died? All of these things. What's happening on the news? What's happening on the sports? What's happening with the politics? So because parents can't really talk about Krishna conscious topics so much, so sometimes we may have to talk about those things. Just like when I go to Canada, I'm going to go with my mother for 3 days to Montreal and visit all the old places where we used to live. And I will go to university and then maybe go out to the country where we used to go and see all these places. And the only thing I'll be able to do at that time is just talk about all the things that used to happen in those days, but I won't be able to avoid it. So So because parents have affection for their children, in one way or another, they're absorbed in thinking about them. So that way they're thinking about devotees, and they're also thinking about Krishna, and that will be to their spiritual benefit. Okay, now we're going to sort of wind it up. I'm going to get ready to go to see the deities. Any last short question? Well, let's leave it. Let's keep them for next time. Now, next week is too busy, and then some of the devotees on conference will be coming also. And Jairade and Vishwanath still not coming. Okay, that's a shame. So maybe we can go the week after, on the, either the 3rd or 4th of May. So what do we make it the 3rd at 5 o'clock?